From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen. We keep hearing why it's so important to bail out troubled companies. So how come the Federal Reserve is so quiet about where all that money is going? That story just ahead.
First, though, Secretary of the Treasury Henry Paulson held a news conference today to give an update on that financial rescue package.
The road ahead for the U.S. economy and the global economy is full of challenges, and it will take strong leadership to address them. I am confident the United States, under this and the next administration, will rise to these challenges.
NPR's Chris Arnold is here with more. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Alex.
So this was a lengthy press conference. What were some of the highlights of what Secretary Paulson had to say?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, Paulson here is acknowledging that there's been some major shifts in the original goal of this big $700 billion bailout plan that we've been hearing about. And so far, that money has been spent propping up banks that have been hurt by bad home loans. And, you know, the idea there was to prop them up because they run into all this trouble because of the foreclosure mess. And now Paulson's talking about expanding assistance to companies that aren't banks and they're involved in credit cards and auto loans and other forms of credit. So that's a big difference. And he's also saying that that original idea, remember, was that the government was going to buy up bad assets and bad loans and bad securities that had been troubling these companies, and that was going to make everything better. Now he's acknowledging that, well, things have gotten so bad that that's not going to work. And the government needs to keep going in and giving banks and other companies now cash and taking stock in return. And that's a fundamentally different approach. You know, basically, the government's going to be investing in more companies and not buying up their bad assets.
But Chris, all those troubles in the housing market still certainly haven't gone away. So what's the latest with the rescue efforts for homeowners and their mortgages?
Well, and this is interesting because Paulson was acknowledging here that, look, I mean, he saw this $700 billion bailout plan as a way to get at that underlying foreclosure problem. But now the government's not going to be buying up these bad loans and things. So he said we have some tape here. He's saying the government has to do more here.
Now that we are not planning to purchase illiquid mortgage assets, we must find another way to meet that commitment. FDIC Chairman Bear has given us a model in the mortgage modification protocol she developed with IndyMac. I believe it is an important idea.
And that's very interesting. I mean, there's a plan from Sheila Bair, who's the head of the FDIC. She's floated this idea out there of having the government guarantee loans after the industry modifies them. It's a little complicated, but basically it could potentially help several million homeowners. And the scale of this problem is big enough that you know, some people say that's what's needed. We've seen some other plans come out. Fannie Mae came out yesterday and says it's going to help a few hundred thousand. Citigroup, JP Morgan, B of A also are doing some things, but those are on smaller scales. In each of those, it's maybe 100,000 homeowners, 300,000 homeowners. Some economists say that's just not going to be enough.
But of course, there's still plenty of people who got into trouble long before these plans came out. And there's plenty of people who are just paying their mortgages on time and may not have a whole lot of sympathy. What about those folks?
Well, yeah, you know, and we hear from those. I got a call when I did a story the other day, you know, from somebody saying, hey, look, you know, I pay my bills, I pay my mortgage, and I'm actually unemployed right now, the guy said, but I've been saving for years. We've got a modest house, you know. Why does the government need to do some bailout where, you know, taxpayers like me have to bail out all these folks who were living like crazy and buying ski boats and fancy cars and, you know, being reckless? And, you know, he's basically saying that's not my problem. And a lot of people feel that way.
So what's the argument here for saying, no, we actually do have to help these people and spend lots of money to do it?
The problem is the foreclosure mess is just getting so big that if we don't do something, most economists now, I think, agree that it's just going to tank the whole economy, that it's cutting off your nose to spite your face. We're only halfway through the number of foreclosures that are probably going to happen. I mean, there could be 3.5 million more, you know, that would just kind of undo all of the things the government's already done to, you know, spend all this money and prop up the banking system if that happens.
NPR's Chris Arnold, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Alex.